Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara and the Afchav Beis. The Gemara brings down Tani Debei Rabbi Chia Shuishi Shebevnoi V'Shebebitzai, which as Rashi explains means Bas Ben Benoi or Bas Ben Bitzai are all considered a Shniyah. And so too the third generation of Ben Ishtai and Bas Ishtai are also considered a Shnia. Revia, Shebechamiv, Veshebechamaisai Shnia. The fourth generation from his Chamiv and Chamaisai, which includes Ishtai, are also considered a Shnia. The Gemara goes on to say, Omer le Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, Shnia is the Bei Rabbi Chia. Yeishu an hefsek, ay einu an hefsek. Do we say that only three generations are aser, and more than three generations are mutter, or do we say that einu am hefsek, and even more than three generations are aser? To explain the shaila of Rav Ashi, if the shnias of Rav Chia have a hefsek or not, we find a tremendous machlokes harishonim. Rashi, as the Ritva is medayik, and so too Tosfos explained the Gemara as follows. The Rav Ashi's shayla was even as far as Shrishi Shebevnoi V'Shebebitzai, even after the third generation of his ben and his bas was also included in the shayla of Rav Ashi. If we say Yeshu and Hefsek, and only three generations are aser, and more than three generations are mutter, or do we say Einu am Hefsek, and even more than three generations are aser? That is how Rashi and Tosfos explain our Gemara. The Ramban and the Rosh, on the other hand, explain our Gemara differently. The Ramban and the Rosh both say that as far as Shrishi Shebevnoi V'Shebebitzai, as far as his son and his daughter are concerned, that is Poshet, that Einu am Hefsek, and even more than three generations are aser. Rav Ashi Shaila was as far as Ben Ishtai and Bas Ishtai are concerned. That we say that Shrishi Shebeben Ishtai V'Shebebas Ishtai are considered a Shnia, do we say that Yeish Am Hefsek and only three generations from Ben Ishtai and Bas Ishtai are aser and no more? Or do we say that Einu Am Hefsek and even more than three generations are aser as far as Ben Ishtai and Bas Ishtai are concerned? But as far as Benoi Ubitei themselves, it is Poshet that Einu Am Hefsek and even more than three generations are aser. The Ramban and the Rosh ask the following two kashes on Rashi and Tosfos. The first kasha they ask, which so too we find in Tosfos, is that as far as Kalas Benoi, we saw before on the Gemara and the Afchav Aleph and Aleph, that as far as Kalas Benoi is concerned, we say that Einu am Hefsek. And not only is Kalas Benoi aser, but Kalas Ben Benoi and Kalas Ben Ben Benoi is also aser. If we say that as far as Kalas Benoi is concerned, Einu am Hefsek, and no matter how far removed the Kalasai is, she is still Asura, how can it possibly be that more than three generations, Shebevnoi V'Shebebitai, is Muteres? How can it possibly be that Bas Ben Ben Benoi is Muteres, and Kalas Ben Ben Benoi is Asura? To answer this kasha, we find the Ramir Simchan Perak Aleph Milchus Ishas Halchavav says as follows, that there's a fundamental difference between Yisurim that are based on Korva and Yisurim that are not based on Korva. For example, that Bas Ben HaBen is Aser, the Iser of Bas Ben HaBen is a Gzeira Atu Bitai. And since the Iser Bitai is an Iser Machmas Korva, for that reason we are more Mako. This, that we are more Mako, if the Iser is an Iser Machmas Korva, is based on that, as Ramir Simcha explains, that by all Yisurim Machmas Korva we have a Yisoid. The Gemara says the Yitzhahara does not start up with someone to make him be over on an Iser that involves one's Korv. And for that reason, one is allowed to be Mesiachet and Bitai. Because again, the Yitzhahara is not Miskari in one's Kravis. The Yitzhahara does not start up to make someone be over an Iser with one's Kravis. And therefore, as far as the Gzeira Drabbanon, the Rabbanon were Gezer Shniyais, Since the chashash, as far as the kurva itself, is not such a chashash, for that reason, Rabbanon were only gezer for 3 generations and no more. On the other hand, as far as kalasi is concerned, that the iser of kalasi is not an iser machmas kurva, for that reason, the Yetzirah is miskari. The Yetzirah does start up, and the Yetzirah does start up with someone to be over the iser of kalasi. And for that reason, there is an iser for someone to be misyachidim kalasi. And for that reason, Rabbanan were machmir, and Rabbanan said that ein la hefsik. And no matter how far removed the kalasi is, she is still asura. Because since the iser kalasi itself is such an iser, that the Yetzirah is miskari, that the Yetzirah does start up to make someone be over such an iser, for that reason, Rabbanan were machmir, and were mechayev one to be marchik as much as one possibly can from such an iser. That is how Meir Simcha answers Rishonim's kasha. With this, Meir Simcha goes on to answer another kasha. We find, as far as Eishes, Aviv is concerned, the halacha is Ein Lahefsek. And even Eishes Yaakov Avinu is Asura al Echad Me Yisrael. On the other hand, the Rambam Shita is that Eim Aviv is Muteres. Only Eim Aviv is Asura. The obvious question is, how can we possibly say that only Eim Aviv is Asura? And as far as Eim is concerned, Yeshua Hefsek. On the other hand, as far as Eishes Aviv is concerned, the halach is Einu Hefsek. Rameir Simcha explains, based on the previous Yisoid, that as far as Eim Aviv, which is a Gzeira Atu Imai, since as far as Imai is concerned, we say that such an Isser is an Isser Deloi Miskari Ba Yetzer Hara, and for that reason one is allowed to be Misyached Im Imai. For that reason, as far as Imai is concerned, we say that Shniais is Yeshua Hefsek. On the other hand, as far as Eishes Aviv is concerned, that the Yetzirah is miskari in Eishes Aviv, because again, Eishes Aviv is not an Iser Machmas Kurva. For that reason, when Rabbanan said, Achiyav Harchaka of Shniyais, when Rabbanan made a Mishmeres a Mishmarti, when Rabbanan made a Harchaka for the Iser of Eishes Aviv, Rabbanan said, Einu Hefsek. And no matter how far one goes, she is still Asura. And for that reason, even Eishes Yaakov is Asura al Echad Meisrael. That is the teretz of Rameir Simcha. Now let's go on to the next kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi and Tosfos' pshat in the Gemara. The Rishonim ask, how can Rashi and Tosfos explain that the Gemara has a tzad that even as far as Shuishi, Shebevnoi, Shebevita, we also say Yeshua Hefsek. As far as Eim Imei is concerned, the halach is Einu Hefsek. As we saw before on the Gemara and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. And if as far as Eimimei is concerned, we say Einu Hefsek, so too as far as Bas Ben HaBen, we should also say Einu Hefsek, and even Bas Ben HaBen should be Asura. Now this Kasha of the Rishonim really is 2 separate Kashas. First of all, one can ask, what is the difference between Eimimei that we say Einu Hefsek, and as far as Bas Ben HaBen, we say Yeshua Hefsek? That is one kasha. Like the Rishonim ask, what is the difference between Lamaila and Lamata? If Lamaila we say Einu Hefsek, so to Lamata we should say Einu Hefsek. If as far as Lamaila, which means as far as one's Eim Imei, we say Einu Hefsek, so to as far as one's children, meaning as far as Bas Ben HaBen, we should say Einu Hefsek as well. That is the first kasha. The second kasha the Rishonim are asking is as follows. If as far as Eim Imai, we say that Einu Hefsek, and for that reason one is not allowed to marry one's great-great-grandmother, what is the heter for one's great-great-granddaughter to get married to her great-great-grandfather? Just like one is not allowed to marry one's great-great-grandmother, so too one's great-great-granddaughter should not be allowed to get married to her great-great-grandfather. That is the second kasha, which is included in the Rishonim's kasha. Now, to answer the first part of the Rishonim's kasha, we find that the Drishon in Eben Ezer Simen Tesvav Sivkaton Beis answers as follows. The Drisha says that kurva of Lamaila is more chomer than the kurva of Lamata. The relation that one has to one's ancestors is more than the relation that one has to one's descendants. and one is considered more related to his ancestors than one is considered related to his descendants. That one is considered more related to his ancestors more than he is considered related to his descendants is based on that we say, Hoyo Shuhuba V'Nivra Mehem, since he is coming and was created from his ancestors. For that reason, he is considered more related to his ancestors than he is to his descendants. As the Drisha says, Adraba, Heim Boem Mimenu, they are coming from him. And for that reason, he is not considered as related to his descendants as he is to his ancestors. And therefore, the Drisha explains that as far as a Mimai, we say that Ein La Hefsek, and one is not allowed to marry his great-great-grandmother, based on the fact that he is still considered related to his great-great-grandmother. On the other hand, as far as his great-great-granddaughter is concerned, he is not considered related to his great-great-granddaughter as much as he is considered related to his great-great-grandmother. And for that reason, we say that Shlishi, Shebevnai, Veshebevitai could have a hefsek. That answers the first part of the Rishonim's Kasha. Now, to answer the second part of the Rishonim's Kasha, that even if you will say that one is not considered as related to his great-great-granddaughter, but still, his great-great-granddaughter is considered related to her great-great-grandfather. And for that reason, she should not be allowed to get married to her great-great-grandfather. To answer that part of the Kasha, the Drisha says as follows. The Drisha says that as far as the Isha herself is concerned, there is no Mefurisha Isser in the Torah that says that she is not allowed to get married to her Karev. The Drisha goes on to say, Ve'efsher she'eina oisa Isser klau. Maybe she is not doing any Isser whatsoever. And for that reason, there is no Isser on the great-great-granddaughter to be married to her great-great-grandfather. Because as far as the Isha is concerned, first of all, there is no Mefurisha Isser as far as the Isha herself is concerned. And second of all, as the Taz says, maybe there is no Isser whatsoever. The Taz in Sivkata on Yud Beis asks the following plea on the Drisha. As far as Chayvei Lavan and Chayvei Krisos, there is a Mefurisha Gemara and Bava Kama Daf on a Beis on an Aleph, that both the Ish and the Isha are Muzharin as far as Chayvei Lavan and Chayvei Krisos are concerned. And whatever Einesh the Baal has, the Isha has as well. V'chira, one can explain the Drisha as follows. That even though we find in the Gemara and Bava Kama that the Isha is also Muzharis, and whatever Isser the Ish has, the Isha has as well, but there is no self-standing Isser as far as the Isha herself is concerned. The Isser that the Isha has is that she cannot be Nev'eles to an Ish who is Aser to Yiboyel her. And therefore, her Isser is dependent upon the Isser of the Ish. And only if the Ish has an Isser is she Muzharis as well. And for that reason, the Drisha understands that as far as one's great-great-granddaughter is concerned, since her great-great-grandfather does not have an Isser, and for that reason there is no Isser on the Ish whatsoever, for that reason the Isha herself will not be Muzharis, because again her Isser is dependent upon the Isser of the Ish. And only if the Ish has an Isser do we say that she is Muzharis as well. And the Drisha proves this from that there is no Mefurisha Pasik that tells us that there is an Isser on the Isha. From there, the Drisha proves that there is no self-standing Isser on the Isha. Her whole Isser is dependent upon his Isser. That is one way with which one can explain the Drisha to answer the Kasha of the Taz. Another way to explain the Drisha is as we find Barab Aaron Kohen in his Al-Aris on the Ritva. The Rabbi Aaron Kohen says, based on that we find in the Beis Shmuel in Siman Tesvav Sivkat and Yod Ches, the Beis Shmuel asks the following shaila. If let's say one was forced into marrying a Shnia, and now the Ines no longer exists, he is no longer an Onos. Do we say that since he is no longer an Onos, now he is Mechuyev to Megarish the Shnia? Or do we say that since he was forced into the Nisuin, and for that reason the Nisuin was considered a Nisuin Beheter, even though the Einus no longer applies, and the Einus no longer exists, still he will be allowed to stay married to the Shnia based on that the Nisuin were Nisuin Beheter, because at the time of the Nisuin, he was forced into the Nisuin. From the Beis Shmuel L'Chayro, one sees that the Isser of Shnia is not an Isser Be'ila. It is not an Isser to you boil a Shnia, but rather the Isser Shnia is an Isser Ishos, that one is not allowed to marry a Shnia or stay married to a Shnia that he married Be'isser. And for that reason, the Beis Shmuel understands that one can say that as long as the Nisuin were done Behetzer based on that he was forced into the Nisuin, even though the Eines is no longer here, he is allowed to stay married to the Shnia. If one would understand that the Isser of Shnia is an Isser Be'ila, just because Nisuin were done Behetzer, that is not enough of a reason for us to allow him to continue to boil the Shnia. Only if the Isser is an Isser Nisuin and an Isser Ishus, can we say that as long as Nisuin were done Beheter, he is still allowed to stay married to the Shnia and he is not Mechuyev to Megarish the Shnia. Based on this Chiddush of the Beis Shmuel, or Aaron Kayan says as follows, that since the Isser is an Isser Ishus, one can say that the Isser is only an Isser on the Baal who actually makes the Ishus. And as far as the Isha is concerned, that there is no Isser whatsoever. That the Gemara of Avakama says that there is an Isser both on the Ish and the Isha, is only referring to Isuri Be'ila. Where the Torah said that there is an Isser Be'ila, there we say that Isser applies to the Ish and the Isha as well. Wherever the Isser is an Isser Nisuin and an Isser Ishus, the Isser only applies to the Ish, who actually makes the Ishus, and not to the Isha at all. And therefore the Drisha explains that as far as one's great-great-granddaughter, to say that she should not be allowed to get married to her great-great-grandfather, since we are talking about the Isha, there is no Isser on the Isha whatsoever. One nafkmina that we find between these two Mahalchim and the Drisha is as far as Eim Ima is concerned. As far as one's great-great-grandmother herself, is there an Isser on one's great-great-grandmother herself to get married to her great-great-grandson or not? According to the first pshat of the Drisha, that there is an Isser on the Isha, just the Isser on the Isha is dependent upon the Isser of the Ish, there will be an Isser on one's great-great-grandmother to be married to her great-great-grandson. On the other hand, according to the second Mahalach in the Drisha, that as far as Shnius is concerned, there is no Isser on the Isha whatsoever, there will be no Isser on one's great-great-grandmother to be married to her great-great-grandson. The only Isser is on the Ish himself. Now getting back to the Gemara Shaila, if Shnias to Reb Chiya Yeisham Hefsek Ayway, L'Chira one can explain the Gemara Shaila as follows. The Gemara Shaila is dependent upon how to understand the halacha of Eim Imay Ein Wahefsek. Do we understand that Eim Imay Ein Wahefsek is based on that since Imai is an Erva Dereisa, for that reason they said that Eim Imai is Ein Wahefsek, and no matter how far one goes back, there is still an Isser Shnia. Since again, Imai herself is an Erva Dereisa, is that the pshat in the halacha of Eim Imai Ein Wahefsek, or do we say no? That Eim Imai Ein Wahefsek is based on that no matter how far one goes back, there is still is a relation, and one is considered related to Eim Imai, and Eim Imai, etc. And that is why we say Eim Imai Ein Lahefsek. That is Ochayah, the Shaila of our Gemara. If one is to understand that we say Eim Imai Ein Lahefsek is based on that Imai is an Erva Dereisa, for that reason, as far as Shnias to Reb Chiya is concerned, we should say as well that Ein Lahefsek, based on that the Erva herself is the Ereisa, either Bitei or Bas Ishtai. On the other hand, if one is to understand that Eim Ima Ein Wahefsek is only because one is considered related to one's Eim Imai, etc., that is only as far as one's ancestors are concerned, as we said before, B'Shem the Drisha. As far as one's descendants are concerned, since he's not considered related to the fourth generation, the halacha should be yesh la hefsek. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the following shaila. Bo b'marava, gazru shniyais pegerim, or lo gazru shniyais pegerim? Were they gazer shniyais pegerim or not? Omar Leiv Nachman told Rava, Hashta, Uma Erva Gufa. Ilav Shoyemu Boen Mektusha Hamura Ktusha Kalale Gazer Burabonon. If we see by Erva itself, that if not for the Svara Shoyemu Boen Mektusha Hamura Ktusha Kala, there would be no Iser Arias by Gerim. And just because they were Osir in that Erva before they were Niskayer, after they were Niskayer, there will be no Isser whatsoever, if not for the Svarah of Shoyemru Boen Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala. For that reason, Shniyais Miboyed is Poshet, that there is no Isser Shniyais. The Ritva explains that there is no Isser Shniyais is based on that even while they were Goyim, there was no Isser Shniyais. And for that reason, one cannot apply the Svara of Shoyemru Boen Mektusha Chamura Mektusha Kala. The Ritva goes on to say that had there been an Iser Shnias Begayusan, then even after they will be Megayer, there would still be an Iser based on the Svara Shoyemru Boen Mektusha Chamura Mektusha Kala. And even if the Iser Begayusan would be because they decided to make up those laws, and they decided to make up laws of Isser Shniyais, those Yisurim would remain even Begerusan. Kedesh Hoyemu Boen Mektusha Chamura Mektusha Kala. And so too we find in the Rambam in Perakei Me'ochas Mamre Me'ochid Aleph that the Rambam says that it is Aser for a Ger Timakalel Ovid Akum Ulevazaisai. Umishum Shemayemu Boen Mektusha Chamura Lektusha Kala. Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Siman Reish Mamalev Sif Tess explains that even though Goyim themselves are not Mitzuvah Al Kibbut Avaim, still we say that there is a Svarah Shoyemu Boen Mektusha Chamura Lektusha Kala, and for that reason it is also for a Ger Timakalel Aviv Akum Levazaisai. Because since that is how Goyim act, even though there is no actual Isser, we still apply the rule Shoyemu Boen Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala. On the other hand, we find a Ritva, which seems to be in contradiction to the Ritva that we said before. The Ritva later in Avtzadi Zayin Amabe says that we say as far as Shoyemu Boen Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala is only as far as things that they are Aser while they were Goyim in Atayah. But as far as things that they were not Aser while they were Goyim Natayr, just they happened to have those laws, we would not say that those Yisurim remain even after their Geiras Shoyemu Bon Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala. L'chura, to answer the seeming Stiras HaRitva, one has to say as follows. That the Ritva argues on the Rambam, and the Ritva understands that the only time we say Shoyemu Bon Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala is only as far as something that is considered an actual Isser while they are Goyim. The fact that they happen to be Noyig a certain way is not enough for us to say Shoyemu Boen Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala. This that the Ritva says, that had they had laws to Aser Shnias Begayusan, that Isser would remain Kadesh Shoyemu, is only because since Goyim have actual Isser Arias, if the Goyim decide in their own laws to make Shnias Arias, those Shnias are Asura Medina. Based on that those Shnias are Archaka for an Iser D'Ariaisa that Goyim are also Muzharim in. And since Goyim are Muzharim in the actual Iser D'Ariaisa, and the Shnias are Archaka for an Iser D'Ariaisa, the Shnias themselves are considered Asura Medina. And therefore we will say Kadesh HaYomru, that even after the Armagaya, the Yisurim remain. So again, we have Machoikes HaRishenim, if that we say HaYomru Boen Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala, does it only apply to Yisurim, to actual Yisurim, that they are Aser while they are Goyim? Or even if they happen to be Noyig a certain way, that itself is enough for us to say that those hanhagas remain even after they become gerim kadesh oyemru. To explain the machlokes harishonim between the Rambam and the Ritva L'chora, one can explain the machlokes harishonim as follows: that the Rishonim are arguing in the side that we say shoyemu bo and mekdusha chamura kedusha kala. How does one understand the surim that remain even after the goyim become gerim? Do we say that there is a new iser, the Rabbanon or Mechadesh Kadesh Hoyemu Ba'al Mektusha Chamur Kedusha Kala, the Rabbanon said one cannot do anything that will cause people to say Shoyemu Ba'al Mektusha Chamur Kedusha Kala? Is that the pshat? Or do we understand that Kadesh Hoyemu Ba'al Mektusha Chamur Kedusha Kala, Rabbanon said that any halachas that are dependent on that we say Gerish Neskari Kekotan Shanela Dami, we look as if the geiris did not take place? And as far as any yisurim that they had b'geyusan, we see as if they are still goyim, and we look as if the geiris is non-existent. That is another way with which one can understand the gzeira shoyemu bo and mektusha chamura oktusha kala. That is the basis of the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ritva. The Rambam understands that there is a new gzeira, a new iser, that in order shoyemu bon mektusha chamura oktusha kala, Rabbanu made a new iser, that one is mechuyev to be noyeg in all the anhoges that he was noyeg while he was still a goy. And therefore, any anhoges that goyim are noyeg, even if those anhoges are not actual yisurim, that is enough for us to say that a ger is mechuyev to be noyeg in those anhoges kidei shoyemu. On the other end, the Ritva argues, and the Ritva understands that the way Shoyemu works is that Rabbanan said any dinim that are dependent upon Gerish Neskayek Akatan Shnei Ladami, as far as those dinim are concerned, we look as if the Gerish did not take place. And therefore, the Gerim are Mechuyavim in the dinim that they had while they were still Goyim. But that is only as far as dinim that they were actually Mechuyavim while they were Goyim. As far as dinim that the goyim were not mechuyevin, just they happen to be knowing a certain way, that is not enough of a reason for us to say shoyemru boen mektusha chamura mektusha kala. With this, one can explain in the other machlekes harishenim that we find. In Tesis with the Armaschel Ervo Kol Masura, one sees that Tesis understands that we say shoyemru boen mektusha chamura mektusha kala applies to Havadim as well. Avodim shnishtachreru, we also say that kadesh hoyemu bon mektusha chamura ktusha kala, that they are asurim with any isure arayas that they had while they were goyim. Other rishonim on the Tzadi Zayin and Mebeis argue on Tesis and understands that as far as avodim are concerned, we do not say shoyemu bon mektusha chamura ktusha kala, and for that reason, even after the shechur takes place, they should have the surim that they had while they were goyim. Because since in between when they were avadim before the shechra, they did not have those yisurim that they had while they were goyim, for that reason we say that even after the shechra takes place, they still do not get back those yisurim that they had while they were goyim. To understand the shita of Tesis Ochayah, one has to say that Tesis understands that we say shoyemu boin mektusha chamura ktusha kala is a new din. The Rabbanan were mechayev that all goyim should act in a way that won't bring about shoyemu boin mektusha chamura ktusha kala. And therefore avodim shneshtachru, which is also geiris, are also included in this new gzeira, in this new din. And therefore they are mechuyev to be noyeg with all the dinim that goyim are noyeg. On the other hand, the other Rishonim understand that we say Shoyemru is based on that we say that all dinim that are dependent on Gerish Neskari Kekotan Shnei Adami, we look as if the Gerish did not take place. But that is only as far as other Gerim are concerned. As far as Avadim, one cannot apply the rule of Shoyemru, because even if one would look as if the Gerish of Shechur did not take place, Avadim themselves don't have that halacha. Avadim themselves don't have the halacha of Goyim. And therefore, for that reason, by avodim shneshtachru, one cannot apply the halacha of shoyemu boin mektusha chamura uktusha kala. That is the basis of machlokes, Tesis, and other rishonim. Now let's go a step further. The Gemara brings down a Meimar, Omar, and Meimar says, Afilu Achim and Aim, Nami, Meidin, Ochatchiwi. Even Achim and Aim also can be made Ochatchiwi one for the other. The Gemara asks, Maishna Edis Meariayas? The Gemara answers, Ervo Lakol Mesura. Edus were based in Mesura. Which, as Rashi explains, since Arayas Lakol Mesura, therefore Yishores Okayuma, Asi Nami, O Mishri, Erva Bi Yisrael. If you are Mater Arayas Menaim, by a ger, one will come to Mater Arayas even by a regular Yisrael, because one will not realize that only by gerim that have gerish neskarik hakatan shnei ladami are we mater arayas minayim. On the other hand, by eidos, there is no chshash of osi l'chufi, there is no chshash that people will come to mistake that by gerim you can have eidos by achim minayim, so too by regular Yisraelim it could also be made achim minayim, because since eidos is a based in Mesura, there is no chshash that we machsher regular eidos achim minayim. Thesis and the Rishonim asked the following kasha. Chayiv Margamor one sees that the Isser Arayas by a Gerish Neskayer is because we are scared that someone will make a mistake and say that just like there is no Isser Arayas by a Gerish, so too there is no Isser Arayas by regular Yisrael. On the other hand, and the Gemara before one sees that the Isser Arayas by a Ger is based on that we say Kadesh Hoyemu Boin Mektusha Chamuro Ktusha Kala. And not because we are worried that people will make a mistake and say that there is a heter arayis by Yisrael. To answer the kasha, we find that Tosfos says the following teretz. That really there are two separate halachas. There is one iser for a ger, that a ger has an iser arayis. Kadesh hoyemu bon mektusha chamur ktusha kala. And then there is another iser arayis by a ger, kidei, that people will not come to make a mistake. But it depends. By arayis mena'av, there is no chshash of osi l'chufei. As Tosfos explains that everyone knows that a ger is no longer mesiaches achar oviv, based on that, as Rashi explains, that there is a pasuk of zermas susim zermasam. For that reason, there is no chshash osi l'chufei barayis mena'av. That a ger is osir barayis mena'av is only kadesh hoyomu boin mektusha chamuro ktusha kala. On the other hand, barayis mena'im, the only reason why ger is also barayis mena'im is only kidei shelo yachlifu, is only that people should not make a mistake. Because as far as that we say shelo yemru bon mektusha chamuro ktusha kala, one cannot apply that halacha of shelo yemru to arayis mena'im. Because as far as arayis mena'im is concerned, there is no is arayis mena'im by a goy whatsoever. And since there is no is arayis mena'im by a goy, for that reason, had it only been for Shoyem Ruban Mektusha Chamur Ktusha Kala, there would be no Isra Arayis Mena'im after one became a ger. That one is Aser, by Arayis Mena'im, by a ger, is only in order that one should not make a mistake and say that just like Arayis Mena'im is Mutter by a ger, so to Arayis Mena'im is Mutter by Yisrael as well. That is the Teretz of Tosfos. The Rambam, on the other hand, argues on the Teretz of Tosfos. The Rambam understands that a goy is Aser by Arayis Mena'im. As the Rambam says in Perkidal Mihoches Yisurubi Halachi Yod, the Rambam in Halachi Yid Gimel goes on to say that we say Kadesh Hoyemu Boin Mektusha Chamuro Ktusha Kala only applies to Arayis Mena'im. A ger is only Aser Barayis Mena'im. A ger is not Aser Barayis Mena'av. The Kesef Mishnah explains the Shita of the Rambam as follows, that the Rambam understands that in order to take care of the problem of Kadesh Hoyemu Boin Mektusha Chamuro Ktusha Kala, it was not necessary to aser both Arayis Mena'av and Arayis Mena'im. It was enough just to aser Arayis Mena'im. And with us asering Arayis Mena'im, we took care of that people no longer say Boin Mektusha Chamuro Ktusha Kala. That the Rabbanim picked Arayis Mena'im over Arayis Mena'av is because by Arayis Mena'im there is a chshash of Asi L'chufei. And that is why Rabbanim picked Arayis Mena'im over Arayis Mena'av. But as the Kesef Mishnah says, the Svara of Asi L'chufei itself is not enough of a reason for us to ask Arayis Mena'im. The real reason why Arayis Mena'im are Asuras is only because Kadei Shoyem Ruban Mektusha Chamur Ktusha Kala. That there is a Svara of Shelo Yachlifu is only in order to explain why we picked Arayis Mena'im over Arayis Mena'av. That is how the Kesef Mishnah explains our Gemara according to the Rambam. So again, according to Tosfos, there are two separate gzeiros. There's a gzeira shoyachlifu, that people should not come to make a mistake, and there is a separate gzeira kdei shoyemu boen mektusha chamura ktusha kala. One applies to harayis mena'im, and one applies to harayis mena'av. And a ger is aser both in harayis mena'im and harayis mena'av. The Rambam, on the other hand, argues. And the Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah, understands that only harayis mena'im are asuras because kdei shoyemu boen mektusha chamura ktusha kala. That we find in our Gemara Sfarash Hoyachlifu was only in order to explain why we picked Arayas Mena'im over Arayas Mena'av. The Goyin in Beruri Agro Yerideh Semen Reish Samechteh Sivkatan Beis, the Goyin on the other hand argues on the Kesef Mishnah. And the Goyin understands that even according to the Rambam there are two separate Gezeiras. There is a Gezeira Shoyachlifu, that people should not come to make a mistake, and there is a separate gzeira kdei shoyemu boen mektusha chamuro kdusha kala. As the Goyin says, that we find that chesei meneshes achiv mena'im by a gerish neskaya, which are mutter by a guy, are still aser for a ger. Even though, as far as those yisurim are concerned, we cannot apply the rule of kdei shoyemu boen mektusha chamuro kdusha kala, because those yisurim are mutarim by gayim. Akorachach, the Goyin says, that a ger is aser in achayseim and eishes achiv mena'im is only based on that kedesh v'yachlifu that should not come out of mistake. So again, the Goyin proves from the Rambam that the Rambam understands like Tosfos also that there are two separate isurim. The Goyin goes on to say that there is a tremendous nafkamina between these two halachas, between the halacha of shoyemru and the halacha of gzeira that one might come to make a mistake. As far as the halacha of shoyemu boen mektusha chamura ktusha kala, we say that even b'di'evet, even achar nisuin, we still say the halacha is teitze. And even b'di'evet, the halacha is teitze. But that is only as far as the halacha of shoyemu boen mektusha chamura ktusha kala is concerned. On the other hand, as far as achshash, how one will come to make a mistake, that is only a dinu chatchila, b'di'evet, the halacha is that we do not say teitze. As the Goyin is Mendaik in the Rambam, that the only halacha of Teitze only applies to a case that the Yisurim are based on Kedei Shoyemu Boen Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala. With this, one can explain that we find in Rashi. Rashi explains the Gemara Shaila of Gazru Shnias Begerim. Rashi explains Gazru Shnias Shemoyager Nasui Eim Ima Yoitzi. The Archanar asks, why Rashi have to explain the Gemara Shaila of Gazru Shnias Begerim? As far as b'di'evet, that im nasoi, if the ger was already nasoi emimoi, that he's mechuyev lahaytzia, he's mechuyev to megarisher, why didn't Rashi explain that the Gemara shayla of gazru shnias begerim is a shayla of uchatchila? If one is allowed to go and marry shnias, is a ger allowed to go and marry emimoi? That is the kasha that Archoner asks on Rashi. Based on that we said before, one can explain Rashi as follows. That since there are two separate gzeiras, there is a gzeira of asi v'chufei that one will come to make a mistake, and then there is a separate gzeira shoyemru boen mektusha chamura ktusha kala, one can say the Rashi understands that as far as a chshash of asi v'chufei is concerned, the chshash of asi v'chufei applies to shnias as well, and for that reason it was poshet that there is no heter l'chatchila for a ger to marry a mimai, because again there is a chshash that if one sees that a ger is allowed to marry a mimai, one will think that so too Yisrael has a heter to marry a mimai as well, and there is no iser shnias whatsoever. And for that reason, it was pashut to Rashi that there is an iser l'chatchila for a ger to marry a mimai. The Gemara's whole shaila is only b'di'evet. Is there a chiyuv that even after the ger married a mimai, he's mechuyev to megarish her or not? Once he married her, b'di'evet, he can stay married to her. For that reason of Nachman was poshet the shayla by saying that since one cannot apply the halacha of shoyemu boen mektusha chamura ktusha kala, for that reason, b'di'evet, there is no chiyuv teitze. Because again, as the Goyin explains, the chiyuv teitze is only based on the gzeira shoyemu boen mektusha chamura ktusha kala. And since, as of Nachman says, one cannot apply the gzeira shoyemu boen mektusha chamura ktusha kala to shniyais, for that reason, by shniyais, the halacha is b'di'evet loy teitze. But still, l'chatchila, a ger is not allowed to marry a mimai based on a chshash of asi l'chufei. Now let's go back. As we said before, we have Machloikes, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Goyin, how to understand the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah understands that according to the Rambam, one needs both. One needs Shoyim Rabban, Mektusha Chamor, Mektusha Kala, and also one needs Asi Lechufei. And for that reason, the Rambam understands that only Arayis Menaim Rasser, because Arayis Menaim have Shoyim Rabban, and they have Asi Lechufei as well. On the other hand, Arayis Menaim do not have Asi Lechufei, and for that reason, there is no Issa Arayis Menaim by a Goyish Niskayer. That is how the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam. The Goyin understands the Rambam, that the Rambam agrees at Tesis that there are two separate Gezeiras, and there's a Gezeira of Shoyim Rabban, and there's a separate Gezeira of Asi Lechufei. Now, according to the Kesef Mishnah, one has to understand Gemara's Kasha from Arayis to Eidos. If one understands that Asi Lechufei itself is not a reason, and one needs Shoyim Rabban as well, what was Gemara's Kasha from Eidos? So, here from the Kesef Mishnah's understanding, the Rambam, one sees that the Kesef Mishnah understands that Shoyim Rabban Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala does not only apply to Arayis, but rather it would apply to Eidos as well. And even as far as Eidos, we will say Shoyim Rabban Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala. And for that reason, had there been as far as Asi Lechufei, we would say that since you have both reasons, there should be halacha that Achim and Aim cannot be made one for the other. That is how one has to learn the Gemara according to the Kesef Mishnah. According to the other Rishonim that understand that Asi Lechufei is a self-standing Svara, one can explain our Gemara very simply, that even though as far as Eidos is concerned, one cannot apply the Gezeirah of Shoyim Rabban Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala, still the Gemara is asking what happened to Asi Lechufei. Now, according to the Goyin that understands that even like the Rambam, there are two separate Gezeirahs. There's a Gezeirah Shoyim Rabban and a Gezeirah of Asi Lechufei. One has to understand, why does the Rambam say that a Ger is only Aser by Ra'ayis Menaim? L'chira based on Kedei Shoyim Rabban Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala, a Ger should be Aser by Ra'ayis Menaav as well. To explain the Rambam according to the Gra, we have to go back to Rashi. Rashi explains that the Rav Nachman says that Achim and Aim Chatchila Lo Yo'idu V'me'idu Eidus Neidus, but the Ever the Eidus isn't Eidus. On the other hand, Achim and Aav are allowed to be made Chatchila. Rashi explains that the reason why Achim and Aav are allowed to made Chatchila is based on that Drachmona Av Kre Lazera Mitzri Dechsiv Zerma Susim Zermosam. Hilkach Korvas Av Eina Korva. From Rashi one sees that there is a tremendous difference between Achim and Aav and Achim and Aim. Achim and Aav Lacher Geirus, that one is no longer considered a Korv to an Achim and Aav, is not based on Gerush Neskarikot and Shnei Ladami, but rather it is because Korvas Av Eina Korva. Once one became a Ger, that Korva that one had from a Goyish Av is no longer considered a Korva. But that is not based on the Loch of Gerush Neskarikot and Shnei Ladami. Only Achim and Aim have to come on to the Loch of Gerush Neskarikot and Shnei Ladami. Based on that, one can explain the Rambam according to the Goyin as follows, that only as far as halachas that are based on Gerush Neskarik Katan Shnei Ladami do we say that Kedei Shoyim Rabban Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala, we look as if the Geiras did not take place. And we do not see him as a Katan Shnei Ladami. But as far as other halachas are concerned, for example, as far as Korvas Ha'av, that relative to Yisrael, we say Zerma Susim Zermosam, and the Korva of the Av is not considered a Korva whatsoever. Even after the Gzeirah of Shoyim Rabban Mektusha Chamura Ktusha Kala, we will still say the one is Mutter Barayas Mina Av because there is no Korva here whatsoever. Based again, as Rashi explains, that as far as Korvas Av is concerned, we say that since right now Achar Geiras he is considered a Yisrael, we say Zerma Susim Zermosam, and there is no Korvas Av whatsoever. Now let's go on for the next sugya. The Gemara on Amud Beis says, V'chayev amakase, that a mamzer is chayev amakase shalaviv. The Gemara asks, Amai, kari kan v'nosi ba'amcha loisar, which the Gemara explains means, ba'isa ma'isa amcha, only someone who is ba'isa ma'isa amcha, only such a person is included in the isra of v'nosi ba'amcha loisar. So again, the Gemara asks, why is a ben who is a mamzer chayev amakase in kololase shalaviv? L'chayr his aviv is not Isa Maisa Amcha. The Gemara answers, we're talking about a case Kisha'asa Tshuva. Now to explain this halacha, that an av that is not oisa maisamcha is not included in that, that when it's chayv al malkasei v'al kolosei, we find a tremendous machlokes harishenim. In Tesis with your maskel kishasa tshuva, one sees that Tesis understands that as far as an av that is eina oisa maisamcha, there is no iser al malkasei v'kolosei at all. The Rif and the Rosh, on the other hand, argue on Tesis and understands that if you would have an av that is eina oisa maisamcha, even though, as one sees in our Gemara, there is no chiyuv, but still there is an iser, and the iser remains. And even though there is no chiyuv misa, but there is still an iser to maka or makalo oviv. The obvious question is, as far as the drosh of Nasi Bamcho Isar, the drosh of Nasi Bamcho Isar is referring to the iser of Nasi Bamcho Isar. So how can the Rif and the Rosh understand that as far as Aviv is concerned, even if one would have an Aviv that is Eino Isa Maisa Amcha, the Issa remains. There is only a Ptur as far as the Chiyav Misa is concerned. V'chira, one can explain the Rif and Rosh by saying that the Rif and Rosh understand that even though there is no Issa V'nasi Ba'amcha Isar at all, and for that reason there is no Chiyav Misa, but still there is an Issa Timakalo and Maka and Aviv V'imei that is Eino Isa Maisa Amcha, but not from the Pasuk of V'nasi Ba'amcha Isar, but rather based on the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. And as the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim says, that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em applies even to Aviv who is a Rasha. And since mitzvah's Kibud Av V'Em applies even to an Av who is a Rasha, for that reason there is an Iser to Makalo or Maka in Av that is Eina Isa Maisa Amcha, based on the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. The Tur, on the other hand, the Nirodei Simon Reish Mem argues on the Rambam, and the Torah understands that there is no mitzvah kibud av v'im by Aviv Rasha. So again, according to the Torah, one has to understand, how does the Torah understand the shita of the Rosh, that even by an av that is einoi oisa maisamcha, there's still an iser to makalo or make such an av? Well, one can no longer explain that it is based on the mitzvah kibud av v'im, because again, the Torah understands that there is no mitzvah kibud av v'im by an Av who is a Rasha. V'chira, one can answer the Rosh based on that that we find in the Machna Ephraim in his Hagoyos the Rambam. The Machna Ephraim says as follows, that besides for the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, that the Shita of the Torah is that there is no mitzvah Kibud Av V'Em by Aviv Rasha, there is a separate Isser as well, that there is an Isser of Arur Makwe Aviv V'Imai. And as the Machna Ephraim explains, that any time one is mevaza aviv v'imai, he's being over on the iser of aror makwa aviv v'imai. Based on the Machna Ephraim, one can say as follows, that the Rosh understands, that there is an iser to makalo or maka and av that is einoi oisa maisa amcha, is not based on the pasuk of anasi bamcha isar. As far as the pasuk of anasi bamcha isar, we say that the iser only applies to someone who is oisa maisa amcha. Someone who is not Isa Maisa Amcha has no Isser whatsoever, and for that reason there is no Chiyav Misa. And so too, according to the Torah, there is no mitzvah's Kibud Av V'Em either. The only Isser is based on the Pasuk of Arur Makla Aviv V'Imai that applies even to someone who is Eina Isa Maisa Amcha. And that is why there is an Isser to Maka or Makalel and Av that is Eina Isa Maisa Amcha, because of the Pasuk of Arur Makwe Ove V'Imai. That is how one can explain the Shitza of the Rosh according to the Torah. Now let's go on to the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara answers the Kasha by saying we're talking about a case of the Av was also Tshuva. The Gemara asks, V'hai bar Tshuva hu v'atnan Shimon ben Manasseh Yomer Eizu mu'uvas ha'yuchal liskein Z'abo ala erva v'hoyled mimena mamzer. The Gemara answers by saying, Hashta Mia Isa Maisa Amcha Hu. Now to explain the Gemara's Teretz of Hashta Isa Maisa Amcha Hu, even though now that he was Hu and Mamzer, it is considered a Mu'uva She'ino Yachal Iskain, one can explain our Gemara in a few different ways. In Abachonon Kavitzaris, Simin Chafaleth, Eis Chafzawad, we find that Abachonon explains our Gemara as follows, that every Tshuva really has two parts to Tshuva. First of all, Tshuva is oiker the chet mikanu abba, that we no longer have a chet mikanu abba, but as Abba Chanan says, there is another chiddush in tshuva, that the chet is ne'ekar mafre, that the chet is uprooted retroactively. And therefore, as Abba Chanan says, that by Hoywood ben Mamzer, if someone was Maywood a ben Mamzer, he can no longer be Oiker the Chet Umafreya. But that is only as far as the Chiddush that Tshuva is Oiker the Chet Umafreya is concerned. But as far as Mikano Abba is concerned, even if one was Hoywood Mamzer, he can still do Tshuva. And the Tshuva will be Oiker the Chet Mikano Abba, and for that reason he will be considered an Oysa Maisa Amcha. That is how Bachanan explains our Gemara. Another way with which one can explain our Gemara is based on that we find by Rabbi Chanan in the Gemara's Biyuri Agadah Siman Gimel. Rabbi Chanan explains, based on the Mesilas Hasharim Perek Dalet, that each chet has two components. First of all, there is the fact that with the chet, he was moired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he went against the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is one nekuda in each chet. And then there is a second nekuda in each chet as well, that each chet is poigim, that a chet is poigim, and the fact that the chet is poigim itself deserves an einish. Besides for the actual fact that with a chet he was mired against the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was mitzavim not to do this specific chet. Based on this, one can say as follows, that our Gemara says, that mo'uva she'eino yachal iskain, if one was Mayur Mamzer, is only as far as the Pegam HaChet was concerned. Even though as far as all other Chatoim, there is a Chiddush that Tshuva has a Koyach to be Oiker the Chet and take away the Pegam, but by Hoywood Mamzer the Pegam remains. And for that reason, one cannot be Oiker the Pegam, and therefore one deserves an Einish for the Pegam that he created by being Mayur Mamzer. On the other hand, as far as the Meridah that he was married with his Chet v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even by Hoywood Mamzer, one has the ability to misaken that part of the Chet. And for that reason, our Gemara says he's considered an Oysa Maisa Amcha, because as long as he took care of the Meridah, as long as with his Tshuva he took care of the Meridah that he was married in the Eibishter, that itself is enough to consider him an Oysa Maisa Amcha. That is another way with which one can explain our Gemara. A third mahalach is that one can say that even though based on that we say Muvah Sheinu Yochel Wiskein, his tshuva is not considered a tshuva. But still, as far as Oysa Maisa Amcha is concerned, we do not care if his tshuva is considered a tshuva or not. As long as he was shav b'tshuva, that is enough to be considered an Oysa Maisa Amcha, even if the Aveira remains. As we find in the Minchas Chinuch, that the Minchas Chinuch says that even if for tshuva one needs to be mevada v'dibur, and one needs to speak out his vidui, in order that his tshuva should be considered a tshuva, but still, if one did tshuva b'machshava, he is considered a tzaddik omer. Because as far as the person is concerned, even if his tshuva is not considered a tshuva, but the fact that he was shav b'tshuva b'machshavas libay, that is enough for the person to be considered a tzaddik omer. And so too, as far as our Gemara is concerned, even if the tshuva did not work, and he will still be punished for the chet of being meyud a mamzer, but still, we consider him an oysa maysa amcha, based on the fact that he was osa tshuva.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.